what you're thinking. You're thinking, boy, I like this podcast. I wish there was something I could do to give back. Well, there is. Patreon.com/becausefamily. That's where you can go to learn how to give monthly. We'll mention your name on the podcast. We'll talk about you. There's even some other rewards, including copies of our book, things like that. So visit patreon.com/becausefamily. Sign up to give 5, 10, 25, whatever dollars you can. Thanks for considering that. And thanks for listening to the Because Family Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Because Family Podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and Michael Prince from becausefamily.org. And I just wanted to do an episode to kind of update about our trip. We're currently in Saratoga Springs, New York, and we've been doing some ministry at a church here, Adirondack Christian Church, Christian Fellowship, here in Saratoga Springs. It's been pretty cool. I was able to speak to some parents on Wednesday night and did some ministry for teenagers last night, Friday night. And today just was able to hang out, go downtown Saratoga Springs and get some Death Wish coffee with my friend John Wilkerson, who you heard on the podcast that we posted yesterday. But this is day 13, technically, podcast 13 of the daily podcasts. And there's a dog barking at me. I'm going for a walk, walking down the street out here in the neighborhood. But day 13, I said, of our daily podcast. And we did miss some. We missed some episodes. And I just wanted to do an episode in order to kind of explain. Hello, neighbor. Kind of explain or share what has happened over the last several days that caused us to miss those episodes. And not making excuses, just explaining. We're going to be putting out episodes on Sunday and stuff to try to kind of fill in, make up for having missed 7 days. But we left on Wednesday, August 12th, to drive up to Saratoga Springs, New York. We knew it would take us about 5 days. I scheduled a service to speak at in Cleveland, Ohio on Sunday the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, or whatever it was. And so we ended up being at Cleveland, Ohio, right on schedule. We started our first day. We drove all the way to past St. Louis to a town called O'Fallon, Illinois. And we drove past through there to Indianapolis, met with Melinda's cousin and her husband and a couple kids. And we had dinner with them. And then we went from there to, where did we go next? Oh, Cleveland. That's when we went to Cleveland, Ohio. And when we were in Cleveland, we spoke at a church there called Living Water Church of God. Living Waters Church of God. And we were able to sell some books there and just meet some folks. And actually an old friend of my family's is the pastor there. So that was really interesting. He hadn't seen me since I was 3 or so years old, and I obviously hadn't seen him either. So it was pretty interesting meeting him again and introducing him to my family and him telling me stories about my family back in the day. And so that was kind of cool. But from Cleveland, we went from there and we left Sunday after lunch. We started driving, and all this time, you know, my grandfather had been in the hospital and had been struggling. Well, they had found out the Wednesday night before we left, we had found out that he had cancer pretty much throughout his body. And he was diagnosed with cancer, and everyone was going to have to make the decision on how to treat it or not. And so the decision was made to go ahead and allow him to pass on from this life to the next, and allow that to happen, however long it takes. The doctor has said a few months to a year. And so we leave Cleveland, Ohio. We get to a town that I'm so sorry. I cannot pronounce this town ever. Ashkabula, Ohio, something like that. Ashtabula, Ohio. And we stop to get gas, and the check engine light comes on in the RV. And so I'm like, oh, man, what's this? And Melinda says, I noticed that before you turn the engine off to get gas, it's kind of rumbling, you know? It sounds a little heavy, the engine running. And so I said, okay, well, let's figure it out. So I look for an O'Reilly's, and we drive to an O'Reilly's, and they plugged us into the check engine light thing, the computer analyzing machine. I don't know. Diagnostics check, I think, is kind of what they call it. They plugged us into that, and they checked it out, and turned out I had a misfiring cylinder in our V10 engine in the RV. And so I was like, okay, shoot. What does that mean? What do we need to do? Where are you headed? And I said, well, we're headed to Buffalo. We have some friends to meet in Buffalo, and then we want to go to Niagara Falls. And so they said, well, you could probably make it to Buffalo, but you're going to want to keep the RPMs low. You're going to want to stay below 60 miles an hour, you know. I said, well, what about this? It was Sunday night. Nobody's open. No shops are open. It's like 6 p.m. on Sunday. I said, well, is there anybody that you would recommend getting to work on this thing and help us fix it? And he said, let me call somebody. So he made a phone call, and they didn't answer. Nobody answered. And so he came back out. He's like, let me check it again. So he checked it again. He said, sure enough, cylinder 7. It says on here, cylinder 7 is just not firing. It's not working. And so I said, okay, that stinks. I told Melinda, I said, okay, I don't know. So I just told the guy, Jeremy at O'Reilly's Auto Parts in Ashtabula, whatever, Ohio. I said, hey man, where would you recommend us calling to see if we could just camp out in the parking lot for a night? Is there a church that does services on Sunday nights? Is there a business in town here that would allow it? And he said, well, why don't you just park here? And so, I said, seriously, man, here at O'Reilly's? He said, yeah, why not just park your RV back over here by the loading dock? We don't have any deliveries tonight on Sunday night. So you can run your power cable in. We'll plug it in inside and shut the garage door on it, and you'll be fine. And so, man, we did that. We parked right there at the O'Reilly's Auto Parts in Ohio, and they let us just sit there overnight. And it wasn't the most peaceful night we've ever had. There was a lot of traffic driving by. There was about 3 o'clock in the morning, neighbors yelling across the street at each other. Some unkind language, you know, across the street at each other. And so we were able to stay there for the night, not have to drive the RV any further. And the shop that he recommended was 3 minutes down the road. So that morning, the shop opens at 8. So we wake up, we get everything unplugged and rolling. The O'Reilly's opened at 7. So we were able to unplug and everything. We got over to the auto shop at about probably 8:45, 9 o'clock, and nobody's there. So we sit there. I see a guy come out of a truck finally and kind of walk over. And so I get out and meet him. And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I work here. The owner's late. And I don't know. He never does this. He's out with his family. He said they're all running late. So I'm sorry, but he should be here anytime. They were supposed to open at 8 o'clock. So I'm just like, okay, whatever. So I'm kind of at your mercy. So we sat there in the RV. We ate some breakfast. And that's a big dog, it sounds like. Ate some breakfast and hung out, talking and just whatever, praying that we could get it sorted. And about 10:15, this guy rolls up with a Suburban full of kids, and a wife, and he gets out, and rough looking guy, nice guy turns out, but a rough looking guy. He gets out and he comes over and he says, "Hey man, what can we do for you?" And I say, "Well, this has happened, I don't know, on the highway, and had a check engine light, got it checked at O'Reilly's. Jeremy took care of me at O'Reilly's, got it checked out, and he sent me over here to you, said that we have a bad cylinder." He said, "All right, well, I'll do a diagnostic check. My machine does a little more deeper check than his does." So he did it. He goes, "Oh, yeah, you got cylinder 7. It's misfiring. Looks like it's a bad coil. If it's not a bad coil, it's a bad spark plug. If it's not a bad spark plug, it's a compression issue." I said, "Okay, I don't know what you just said, but let's get this working." And so we drove the RV down into his little, into his bay as much as we could before we hit the satellite dome thing on his roof. And we did that, and he said, "We're going to take a look at it. Why don't you guys go walk around?" So we walked around this like strip mall across the street for a little while. And we probably spent a good hour and a half walking around, going into some stores and looked around a little bit. Then I went back over to where he was, and I asked, you know, "Hey, any word?" And he told me he didn't think it was a coil. I said, "Oh man, okay, it's not the coil. What is it, buddy?" He goes, "I guess it's your spark plugs. We're going to check them all now if you guys want to go do something else." So we walked down the street. At this point, it's about 11:30 in the morning. We walked down the street to Pizza Hut. Kids were super excited. And I'll admit, I was a little too. It's a pizza buffet, so I get excited about that. So we went to the pizza buffet at Pizza Hut and had some pizza and took our time, of course. The Olympics was on TV, so we watched some shot put and some discus. Then we went to walk back over. So as we're walking, I forgot to tell you something very important. I got so caught up talking about the RV repairs that I missed in the timeline the fact that on the night we were staying in the O'Reilly's parking lot at almost midnight, well, about 11:30, I got a phone call from my cousin that my grandfather had passed away. He had gone to be with our maker. And so that, you know, dealing with that, dealing with the RV breakdown, you know, I didn't feel like recording a podcast. And while I advise people do things they don't feel like doing sometimes, this was one of those times when I was like, nope, I just need to kind of relax. So it was a late night for us. I spent that late night just kind of trying to deal with everything and not think about the stress of the motor issues and just remember my grandpa. And I was blessed because the last memory I have of my grandfather, I was with him and in the hospital, and my mom said something. I said I had to leave, I had to get home and get ready to drive the next day. And my mom said, "Yeah, because it's all about Michael, you know." And that's kind of our family, just joking. And my grandpa, who had been kind of out of it because of pain medication and stuff, said, "Yeah, right." You know, just total sarcastic and kind of his way. And like, I know he is always about Michael, you know. And man, that did me good to see him act that way and be so just himself in that moment. And then I said goodbye and gave him a kiss on his forehead and I left. And then again, 4 days or so later, that Sunday night, I get the phone call that he had passed away. And so sorry, that happened. Then fast forward, here we are at the J&MJ auto repair, whatever. And after Pizza Hut, we're walking back. I get a message from my wife. Nope, my mom. A message from my mom that they've decided that in lieu of flowers, they want to bless our ministry and have people donate to our ministry instead of give flowers to the family or granddaddy, because he's not doing a memorial or anything. We're going to celebrate his life around Thanksgiving. But So that just, we just both started crying right there, walking back from the Pizza Hut. Just totally blessed us. And we, you know, we never in a million years would have even thought about that being something we do, to honor my grandpa, donations or whatever to our ministry. But I absolutely would never have asked for it. And I was just blown away that they thought of that. And so we get back to the shop and they tell us, yeah, your spark plugs look fine, but I made a mistake. Like, oh no. He said, but it's a good mistake. I wasn't checking the right cylinder. I thought you had a V8, you have a V10. I was checking the ninth cylinder instead of the seventh. I'm going to check the seventh now and we're going to see what it is. And sure enough, it was a bad coil. He had already had the coil brought in because he thought that's what it was in the first place. So he repaired it in about 45 more minutes. Fired it up, said it looks good. Everything's working. Cost you $130. Huh. I was blown away. He had the thing the whole morning, only charged me for less than an hour of labor. He didn't charge me for all the time getting the wrong thing, you know, working on the wrong thing, checking spark plugs. He just charged me on the time he spent actually fixing it. And so we got in the RV. We took off again. Ended up in Buffalo. A little later the same day, we were planning on being there, but we got there the same day. We got there Monday. We had planned on being there Sunday night. But we got there Monday. Niagara Falls, New York is where we were. And we walked around, or we drove around to see our friend, Melinda's and the kids' dance teacher, Miss Kathy, and met her and her two sons, or her two godsons, or like god-grandsons, or whatever, and their mom and single mom, you know, and we were able to really, it was really neat because she had some questions about, you know, my life with my mom, being a single mom and working with her or working with us, and some advice on working with her kids. And so I was able to minister to her some. I gave her a copy of our book, just gave it to her. It was like, this is going to help you if you can read it. And it was pretty neat. And, then we went and we had some buffalo wings in Buffalo, New York, where they were invented at the actual bar, not bar, but restaurant called Anchor Bar, where they were invented, at least at a location of the chain that it's become. But it was very good. That is the best wings I've ever had. So that was cool. So anyway, needless to say, there's been a lot going on. For a while, we thought I was going to have to like take my kids to family in Pennsylvania, then Melinda, and then me fly down for services for my grandfather. But we're blessed that's not going to have to happen because they're going to do something when the whole family's together at Thanksgiving. So that's awesome because I can be there. Melinda and the kids can be there to honor him as well this way. And it's just better for everybody. I think a lot of our family is going to be able to be there that wouldn't in such short notice. So that's just great. And he didn't want a big to-do memorial funeral thing, from what I understand. So we're honoring his wishes by just, when everybody's together, taking the time to remember my grandpa. And the RV engine works so far. I've driven it out to the state park to dump and got it all the way here to Saratoga. I spoke at the church on Wednesday night, like I said, to a small group of parents, but a very attentive group, and some grandparents and stuff in the mix that seemed to be very open to what we had to say. Didn't sell any books that night, but I'm encouraged and hopeful for Sunday morning. And then last night was just so much fun. I spoke to a good little group of teenagers who just love the Lord, and you know they do. And I was able to hopefully encourage them to just follow the ways Christ taught us to live. And man, I just pray that God used me to just give them a little bit of, I don't know, a little bit of hope that they can make the right choices moving forward in their lives as they decide God's plan for their futures as they grow up and get older. So it was cool. Very good time. And plus, I had a good time eating snacks and just hanging out with teenagers because I just love doing that. So that's what we've been up to. And I know we've missed some podcast episodes. We're going to make up as many as we can. But, you know, I'm trying to do this daily episode thing to keep myself working, to keep myself coming up with content. We're looking at some possibilities of doing a daily devotion or a weekly devotional podcast coming up that will become a book eventually. Just kind of rough drafts of it so that we can get the content made and start working on that and provide it to those who listen to the podcast. If you support us on Patreon, Kevin Hagen, Kevin Russell, I'm so grateful, so thankful to you for helping us with that. You guys are a huge blessing when that income comes through. It covers, you know, hosting fees. It covers domain name registration. It covers stuff like that. And it's really awesome. I'm really thankful for it. I'd like to just ask that you'd, people that are listening, if you would subscribe on iTunes, if you would comment on the website, if you're listening to this on the website, tell me you're listening and send us emails, kmichaelprince@gmail.com or becausefamily@gmail.com. Email us, topic ideas, questions you may have. We'd love to hear from you. And man, we sure would love to do some podcast episodes answering direct questions from listeners. And that would be just awesome. So send us those. And thank you again for listening. God bless you. And thanks for just bearing with me through this just update. Nothing super profound, but just what's been going on. And as I kind of told you the story and walked around the neighborhood and got barked at by dogs and cars drove by. Thanks for that. And we'll talk to you next time. Thank you very much again. God bless you. Check us out at becausefamily.org. We'll see you next time on the Because Family Podcast.